Allie Golden, 5'9" senior, Potosi Trojans.
Golden for three, another one. Allie Golden extends it further as time expires on the first half.
Allie averaged nearly 20 points per game this year at 19.9, plus 6.1 rebounds and 2.4 steals per game. She shot 47% from inside the arc. She's making a return trip to the Dream Team this year, missing out her junior season, but making it 2 years ago as a sophomore. She's being looked at by several colleges, but the early indication is she'll be headed to Mineral Area College to continue her basketball career.
Allie Golden, Potosi Trojan.
Back with another Dream Teamer, 30 new Dream Team athletes for our winter sports. We announced all 30 on the Dream Team Selection Show, and one of those from Potosi High School, from the girls' basketball side, Allie Golden. Allie, you definitely have put together the year to deserve the Dream Team recognition. You got that, and it comes from all of the area coaches. So how do you think about getting the recognition from those that watched you but didn't coach you and thinking you were one of the 10 best?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing because all those coaches, you see them coach other great players and you're like, wow, they realize that I'm working my butt off just as much as their team is. So that's pretty cool.
So how did you find out you were on the Dream Team?
this sounds kind of funny, but my phone was dead. So I had not had my phone like halfway through the day at school because I just don't charge my phone, I guess. And Briar Johnson actually texted me and was like, hey, congratulations. And I was like, What's going on? She's like, you made Dream Team with us. And I was like, oh, my God. Yay, now we can all go to the banquet together.
Isn't that something? It sounds like Briar Johnson was our voice to let all the girls basketball players know you're not the first person to say that. And it is actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Love Briar. She's funny.
So when you look back at your season, you put together a great year. So what were some of your favorite moments?
Oh, I have a lot of favorite moments because I had my last year, so we wanted to make every memory count, from the little locker room talks and crazy dances that we put together, or even just Coach Hale being here with us. It was like the best year out of all 4 years. I've had three coaches, so it's a lot of switching. So actually settling down, playing the game that I loved for one last year, it was just great altogether.
So was that something that you had in mind going into the season? How did that start to make every moment count?
Oh, yeah, knowing it's your senior year, this is the last time you might step out on a court. You don't think about it, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior year. You're like, well, I have another year. Then you think, I don't have another year. So this is go time. Like, there's a couple games that I realized, like, the whole team, we were pushing it to the last minute. One, a couple of times I had noticed we were kind of like, ooh, we still have another year, you know, we're going to come back. But we really got out there and we fought multiple games that we won this year that we hadn't won in the past. So it made it really fun.
And who were some of your teammates that you enjoyed having this ride with?
Oh my gosh, I love all my team, but that's a hard question. Probably all the seniors. I love all my seniors. We've been playing basketball since third grade together, so. But some of the younger people would be Jenna Haynes, because I could yell at her and she would not even bat an eye, and she'd go out there and be like, all right, this is what Alice had to do, so I guess I'll do it. And then Shayla. I love Shayla Jennings, Kenzie. So really, I love everybody. We just have we're just a fun group of girls that can go out there and just have fun, play basketball, and we all get along. So.
And out of that group, what role did you play on the team? Were you the vocal leader? What role did you have?
Well, if you ask Kenzie Adams, she called me Mama Al, and I don't know why. Probably because I always have to keep her calm, but I try to be whatever they need me to be. If it's support, then I go out there and just pat their back, or if it's, hey, calm down, this is what we got to do, then that's what I have to do.
What was it like having Coach Hale this year, a player that a similar role when she played as what you had, where you were maybe more of the focal point, the taller player on the floor? Did that help you out this year?
Oh, yeah. She's changed my games in so many ways I can only thank her for. But when I was little, watching at the Christmas tournament, watching her play, I was like, ooh, I want to be like her. And then finally getting to play for her and her teaching me crazy things that I had learned in such a short period of time, it was a lot of fun because just feeding off her, it helps tremendously.
So we know that Coach Hale was a big part in your game improving as much as it did in your senior season, but who else behind the scenes? I'm sure your parents take a lot of time and effort, maybe friends, family. Who was it that helped you behind the scenes?
Coach Bradley's helped a lot. I'm so thankful for Coach Bradley. Coach McFarlane, he is like heaven sent to me. He is a goddess. And then I have, of course, my whole entire family, they support me in anything I do. I can be like, hey, Mom, I'm going to start yoga. And she'd be like, all right, let's go do yoga. And we go do yoga. But so I have like everybody. I have the whole school. I have principals. I have secretaries. I have superintendent. Mr. Davis is like amazing to me. So I really have like the whole town of Potosi. I get cards sent to me all the time telling me how great I am. And it's just amazing. I have this little girl who asked for my autograph, and it was like the best feeling in the whole entire world that she came up and asked for my autograph. And I was like, oh, that's so nice.
So did she get it?
Oh yeah, I gave it to her. I sent her a picture in the mail. We took a picture.
That is fantastic. Allie, now that the basketball season's come to a close, what's next for you?
What's next for Allie Golden? That's a hard question. I will be playing basketball at MAC next year, which I'm super excited for. And then, I don't know. I guess we'll just see.
Well, I'm sure the future is bright for you, Allie. I appreciate you talking with us. You are quite the character.
Thank you.
Once again, Allie Golden, a Dream Team girls basketball player, one of the 10 in the area, one of the 10 best selected by our area coaches, Allie Golden of the Potosi Trojans.